This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hello, you're listening to Beyond the Ballot Box with me, Dashran Johan. Joining me on the show today is Farzana Hayani, the youngest candidate that's competing at the Melaka state elections this Saturday. Now, she'll be representing PKR and Pakatan Harapan. Farzana will be competing against Perikatan Nasional's Muhammad Jaffri Safri, Barisan Nasional Siti Faizia and Nazatul Ashraf from Putra, and they'll be competing for the Sungai Rambai seat. So I'm very, very excited to talk to Farzana today. Welcome to the show, Farzana. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing well. Very excited to talk to you because you're the youngest candidate competing in the Melaka state elections. Well, let's get right into it, Farzana. How do you feel being the youngest candidate vying for an ADUN seat at the Melaka state elections?
Okay, thank you for invite me. And how am I feel? I have received a lot of attention as the youngest candidate for these elections, but I take it positively. And apart from myself, there are 9 other calon, young calon muda from Pakatan Harapan. And I think this is a great opportunity to showcase what youth are capable of and to show that we also can contribute and serve the rakyat. And I hope that this will also encourage more young people to take an interest in politics and be more active in the democratic process.
Now, before we get into the importance of youth participation in politics, something you just alluded to, what inspired you personally to join politics in the first place?
Okay, growing up, I was always fascinated by Nurul Izzah Anwar, our YB Permatang Pau. And watching her overcome her struggle with a strong will and determination has inspired me a lot to play an active role in politics and activism. And she has been consistent in fighting for justice and fairness for the rakyat. And I hope to do the same too. And of course, I am fortunate enough to have a strong support system to carry me through this journey, which is YB Fuzia Saleh, my mentor, MP, Kuantan MP, and also our Ryan Binti Abdul Rahim. She is a Keadilan Supreme Council member, just to name a few. And my favourite politician since I was young is Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim, which is our president of Parti Keadilan Rakyat. And his life, his struggles, and his sacrifice has taught me never to give up in fighting for what is right for the rakyat.
Certainly. Now, what are you hoping to achieve through politics?
I am firm believer of values-based politics, a politik berteraskan nilai. Politics shouldn't be about wealth or power, and it shouldn't be about corruption or past scandals too. And politics should be about service to the rakyat, and politics also should be about developing the best policies to help the rakyat. And the politics that I carry is focused on building a society where everyone cares about each other and know how to treat each other with respect.
Would you say that's your political ideology as well?
Yes, that is my political ideology as well.
Now, Farzana, talk to me about your family. Because if I'm not mistaken, your dad is the Tangga Batu PKR Division Vice Chief. So was active politics always on your mind since you were a kid? Was this the path that, you know, you always wanted to go down on? Or were you, you know, did your parents and your father give you the freedom to pursue any other careers if you wanted to? Let's say you say, like, I don't want politics. This is not for me. I want to become a teacher, for example. Did you have the freedom to make those decisions?
Yes, I have freedom to make those decisions. But since I was a teenager, I was always aware of my father's political activities and I am so happy to join him. And I was given the opportunity to start joining him when I was 15, where I'm still in my high school, after requesting his permission countless times. And my family never forced me to join politics. Me, myself, I developed that passion. They never stopped me from pursuing any of my dreams either. But while I participate actively in politics, I never thought of politics as a career. And I wanted to pursue a career in broadcasting, where I felt I can still bring forth justice, encouraging free media. But now, alhamdulillah, I have an opportunity to be more focused on politics. And if I become an adjun, this role will become my top priority.
Right. So you said your initial ambition was to get into broadcasting, you know, so I'm guessing, like, you know, going to the side of journalism and all of that. Is that what you studied in university?
Yes, I studied, I took broadcast diploma, a degree in broadcast, and I was graduated from UiTM Rembau, diploma in mass communication and media studies.
Nice. So again, like, you know, we always talk, even in articles, people always highlight your father, who is the Tangabatu PKR division chief. What about your mom? How active is she in the political landscape? Or even if she's not active, is she excited that you are pursuing this path as well? Or is she worried?
My parents and my family are so so happy that I am the selected to be the calon and the youngest calon, the youngest candidate for this PRM Melaka. And also they support me. They my father himself booked a homestay here to stay with me, to take care of me.
Nice. That's very, very nice. So what do you think is the importance of youth participation in politics? Either, you know, the way you are participating in politics right now, which is on the front lines, or just, you know, if they are not interested in becoming a, you know, making politics in and of itself a career. But, you know, what's the importance of just young people being engaged with our political landscape?
Okay, to me, young people participation in politics is a very, very crucial importance for Malaysia to be able to respond to the needs of young people, to be able to implement successful and meaningful policies, and to instill a culture of active, caring citizens. We must include the youth to participate. To me, being engaged is not enough. I wish to see young people in more active roles, including in decision-making roles. And by limiting their participation in decision-making, we could risk making our youth feel as though as they are being excluded and marginalized. So to me, it is important that we should strive to build a greater trust between the youth and our institution, by actively including the youth to be a part of the decision in making ecosystem. And young people will lead this nation one day, and it's best to train them from earlier on in various roles and various capacities, so that they can become better leaders for our nation in the future.
Now, Farzana, one problem I've noticed with the current political landscape is that it's dominated by old men. Many might say egotistical old men, you know, who do not want to relinquish their positions for decades and decades and decades. Some might say they are very patriarchal and all of these things. Do you agree with that? And second of all, do you think we need more women in our political landscape, especially women who are feminists? When and if so, what would that accomplish? What would that change?
Okay, Malaysia is behind in regards to women's political empowerment. So we recorded the lowest at 10.8%, which shows women are still lagging behind men in ministerial positions, in parliament members, and also state elected representatives. This was reported last year for 2019 by Department of Statistics of Malaysia, and to achieve gender equality, which is to meet the needs of men and women, and also boys and girls. And it is crucial for women to be present and active in decision-making roles. And also, we need to address issues such as gender-based violence, parental leave and childcare, pensions, gender equality laws. Women and issues relating to women are a huge part of our society. So because of this, we need more ideas and participation from women to why we need this, because we have to enable more balanced and holistic policies for the rakyat.
Now you were you are the state PKR Sri Kandi chief. Tell me about the work you've done so far as the PKR Sri Kandi chief of the state.
Okay, Sri Kandi Keadilan, which is a youth division under the woman wing of Parti Keadilan Rakyat, they provided the platform necessary for me to engage with young women especially and invite them to be active in politics. And I am so thankful for the guidance and support from Ryan Abdul Rahim, the Sri Kandi Keadilan National Caucus leader, who helped me to develop my political and leadership skills. And as the state's Sri Kandi Keadilan chief, I held many community engagement activities such as distributing food packs to the poor, sanitary pads to overcome period poverty, and donated other essential items to families that needs it. And also, we visit patients in hospital. We spend time with the orphans during special occasions, and we also encourage more youth to join Sri Kandi Keadilan by doing community activities, and also various training programs. And most important, I have been working on building a support system for young women in Melaka so that they can be politically active also and have their voices heard.
Now when we zoom in on, you know, this elections, the constituency that you are competing in, which is Sungai Rambai, what are the issues faced by people in this constituency? And if you get elected this Saturday, if you come out victorious, how are you going to solve, or at least push to solve, the issues faced by your constituents?
Over the past few weeks, I have the opportunity to meet with many of the voters in Sungai Rambai. I used to meet them at the warung when I was eating my breakfast, also lunch, and I met them and they have shared with me the problems that they are facing. So because of this, the first thing that I will do if I am elected is I have to set up and open a service center in my constituency, which is Sungai Rambai. As per my manifesto, I also want to promote good governance, which includes greater participation and more consultation with the people. And I will also be organizing town halls frequently to enable them to meet me, not because of we want PRN only, but also after I have been elected, I will do the town halls to meet them frequently. And I am also aware that they face problems in regards to the lack of internet coverage, which affects the education of students in Sungai Rambai and limits business opportunities. And there is also poor infrastructure and lack of economic development. And I hope to help resolve their issues as soon as possible and help them to improve their life.
All right, Farzana, as we wrap this conversation up, would you have a final message for us?
I hope all the people, especially to the voters in Melaka and Sungai Rambai, please come back to Melaka to vote and please give me a chance. From Parti Keadilan Rakyat, represent Pakatan Harapan, vote for me and give me the opportunity to bring your voice out. Thank you.
On that note, thank you so much for joining me today, Farzana.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with Farzana Hayani, the youngest candidate that's competing at the Melaka state elections this Saturday. She will be representing Pakatan Harapan and competing for the Sungai Rambai seat. So if you missed any part of this conversation, you can check out the podcast on the BFM app, bfm.my, or pretty much wherever you get your podcasts from. I'm Darshan Johan, and this has been Beyond the Ballot Box, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.